Welcome, ladies. Good evening. I'm so glad you guys are here.
Once a month, Leslie Williams greets a handful of breast cancer survivors in a room at the Baylor Cancer Center at Irving. It was 5 years ago that Williams, who was only 41 at the time, felt something strange in her breast.
I felt a squishy grape, the size of a grape, and it was painful. And I was like, oh, wait a minute.
After a series of tests, Williams learned it was cancer, triple negative breast cancer.
I had absolutely no clue what that was. For me, hearing that it was triple negative meant it was okay. And every time I did research on the internet, oh my God, it was morbidity. It was death. Always with the tag of African-American women, African-American women, African-American women.
Triple negative breast cancer is more common in African-American women, and I'm often asked why. And the straightforward answer is we're not sure.
That's Dr. Roshni Rao. She's a surgical oncologist at UT Southwestern. She explains triple negative breast cancer is hard to treat because, well, it's triple negative. Most breast cancer cells test positive for certain receptors, like estrogen and progesterone, meaning if you give the cancer cells medications that interfere with those receptors, those cancer cells, they stop growing. Triple negative, on the other hand?
Triple negative breast cancer is one that doesn't have any of those receptors, so we don't have any of those medications to utilize.
That means surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation are, right now at least, the most effective treatments. Leslie Williams has been cancer-free for 5 years, but she made a promise she wouldn't stop talking to women in her community about triple negative breast cancer.
I need to make it safe for us to have that conversation, because culturally we don't talk about it. We just bury our head all together, or we're raised to be superwomen. We take care of everybody. We dismiss our health issues. We put it last until something falls off. I'm trying to change that mindset. You got to take care of yourself.
Friends and family helped Carla Harvey through aggressive treatment for her triple negative breast cancer. She's here in a bright pink silk jacket to give back to other survivors with makeovers and lipstick.
When women are going through the treatment, they need to know that there are other women that have been through the same thing.
Harvey was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 38 years old. That might sound young, but about a third of African American women who get breast cancer are younger than 50, which is why Dr. Roshni Rao says awareness and early detection are key.
African American women need to be particularly aware of their screening recommendations if they have a family history or even if they don't. And they also need to make sure that they undergo at least exam by a physician every year starting at the age of 25.
In the meantime, researchers like Rao are running clinical trials to try and identify which genes predispose certain women to triple negative breast cancer. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.